This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The Israeli military says the U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas has released 13 Israelis and four foreigners in the second round of swaps under a ceasefire deal. The military says Red Cross representatives transferred the freed hostages, including four Thais, to Egypt late Saturday. Hamas delayed the second round of swaps for several hours earlier Saturday. The militant group claimed that Israel had violated the terms of a truce deal. The last-minute delay created a tense standoff on the second day of what was meant to be a four-day ceasefire. On the first day of the truce, Hamas released 24 of the roughly 240 hostages taken during its October 7th attack on Israel. Israel freed 39 Palestinians. An Israeli-owned ship was targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A U.S. official has told the AP that an Israeli-owned ship has been targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. The attack in the Indian Ocean comes as Israel wages war on Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. defense official told the AP that the multi-flagged vessel was suspected to have been targeted by a triangular-shaped Shahed drone while in international waters. The drone exploded, causing damage to the ship, but not injuring any of its crew. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Joe Biden's nearly $106 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other needs is sitting idle in Congress. It's neither approved nor rejected, but it's being subjected to new political demands. Republicans are insisting on U.S.-Mexico border policy provisions in exchange for any new U.S. dollars for Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Linking Ukraine's military assistance to U.S. border security interjects the divisive domestic political issue of immigration and border crossings into the middle of an intensifying debate.